Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing happy. I'm not at work right now, girl.
I drove so much, I just don't know what to do with myself. Then I got to get up at, let's see, 2 o'clock in the morning to get a child to the airport for 4 o'clock.
Ooh, you probably need to be asleep.
Oh, girl, I'm kidding. Look, when I get, it's weird when I gotta drive that early. It's like I just get up and go. It don't keep, the sleep don't kick in. I guess because I don't let myself go to sleep. You know, not really. I don't let myself sleep hard. But girl, tomorrow gonna be a doozy. What's going on with you?
Good luck with that thing tomorrow. Just work, 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 and a lot of catching up and more work. Family reunion stuff is done, and now it's just work. When I say work, it's like my job, my 9 to 5 or 8 to 4. Yeah.
Girl.
So that's it.
Girl, yeah. I didn't do so much. I know you. How did
you
family reunion go?
The family reunion went good. Yeah, it went good. I saw a lot of people that apparently I saw when I was younger, but I don't remember. And then I saw a lot of people, a few people that I do know and remember. I saw some that I had never met before ever.
Oh, okay.
But, It was good.
I saw mama in her tennis shoes.
Oh, did you? Yeah, she was rocking them.
Cause you know she's gonna have her tennis shoes on. She ain't playing
she
none
rocking.
Of y'all. I'm mad at either.
Oh yeah, I was looking at all the pictures. I tell everybody, I stalk everybody on our Facebook. I stalk. Baby, I'm a no. That's how it's going to go.
Who put, did Justin put them on there, or did somebody else put them on there?
I think it was Justin.
I haven't been on Facebook in so long.
I had forgot that she was going with you until I saw the picture. I was like, oh, Lord, I forgot this cook was going.
Yeah, you know. She don't miss her ride, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, mama gonna travel. She ain't playing with none of y'all. She's been to Jamaica, London, did she go to Cancun?
I don't know if she went to Cancun. I know she went to Jamaica and London.
No, cause her dad went to Cancun, I think.
And she went to Japan.
Japan, yes, she did.
Oh. Yeah.
She had her tennis shoes on.
She sure did.
Maybe not those tennis shoes, but tennis shoes. She has tennis shoes on. She was busy. Sis Cook, baby. When Sis Cook got the tennis shoes on, I see Sis Cook with a long skirt on and tennis shoes. I know she's going to, it's about to go down. She's going to go. I had put me some tennis shoes on. I said, oh my God. Girl, then I was thinking about Daddy. I was talking about the gifts. Daddy had started saying some weird stuff when he got older. He was saying stuff like, you got it from your mama. I was like, where did you hear that? That was weird to me. That was really weird for me to hear him say stuff like that. You know, don't do that. And then, you remember he got those braids. Listen. His braids was so far apart, but I didn't have a heart to say that because I think it was Christmas. He looks good with him. I ain't gonna lie, but I was,
you know, I was baffled because they were so far apart. And I never did ask who did them because I just automatically felt like Crystal did that. Crystal Brady did it.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be. Call me today, right?
Right.
And
he called you? Not today. I talked to him yesterday.
He called me and said he was listening to, you know, our show opening song, right?
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, man, I was just listening to that song. And, man, it's like, we need to get ready to do a new one, do a remake.
I've been telling him this for I don't know how long.
But then you know how they are, man. When them Negroes ate that ice cream and we...
It's not a good idea until they think it's a good idea, until they come up with it.
Exactly. Like they going to stand in that living room over there and tell, oh, we ate that ice cream. Wait a minute, dude. See, y'all don't know the story of the ice cream. It was that butter pecan, man. Oh,
man.
My God. Man, you can't mess with the butter pecan. And then especially that it was coming home from work.
Janice. It wasn't just butter pecan. It was bluebell butter pecan.
Yeah. It was bluebell. Listen,
bluebell.
Hey, shout out to bluebell. You understand me? If you need some people to rep your brand, that's us. Because we practically died behind it. I'm just saying. So I think we deserve some mineral rights. We deserve some stock options or something. It ain't right. Bluebell needs to, for the stuff we went through behind Bluebell ice cream, they need to put it on Cash App and let us buy at least some stock. Just give us some stock. You know.
Just give us.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
This is what I want to talk about tonight, Sam. Boom. Since we
here.
You know how people say that? I say that to say this. No other family can say that they have a disdain for chicken. I had to take a moment of silence for the chickens back in. I don't even know what year that was. Yeah. Yeah. My mama, come on, Sam, just help me. y'all don't understand. Sister cooked chicken so many different ways till I think we got sick of chicken.
yep, that and vermicelli noodles.
Oh, and I know it. It's that yellow box. Listen,
yep,
I go in the grocery store. When I see that yellow box, I put it right up there with my Taco Bell on it. I can't eat. Listen, and there's some folks that tell me today they love my Taco Bell. I can't. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Can't do it.
I'm not doing it. First of all, and Harmony, I'm not doing it. No. I don't care. Why is the corn that big? Why is the corn that big? Some of y'all don't know, but don't worry about it. let's talk about this chicken. Baked chicken, fried chicken, boiled chicken. Listen, and I think, I'm going to be honest, I think it was the boiled chicken that got me.
Well, I didn't mind the boiled chicken as long as it went in chicken and dumplings. But the boiled chicken alone?
Ah, good Lord have mercy. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't gnaw bones and I don't chew gristle. I do not understand why. And maybe somebody out there in podcast land could help me understand.
What? I can help you. You know what it is?
Okay, go ahead. What?
Ain't nobody seasoned the right way yet for you. Listen, I so seasoned right. The seasoning goes all the way through the bone. And I guess anybody seasoned it right. I ain't never had that either. But I know our grandmother used to kill it.
Listen, it's somebody out there with no teeth that's saying, yes, yes, I know. Listen, when I heard gnaw on the bone, I was done. I was like, what manner of evil is this? And how is this legal in Texas to even? Because I couldn't get it. If the food is soft, you know, if we eat, okay, for example, chicken and dumplings. I love chicken and dumplings. I only eat my mama's chicken and dumplings because people tend to try to reinvent the wheel, okay? If you go make chicken and dumplings, okay, don't be doing all that extra stuff. Don't be, and we didn't have this discussion before, I believe. Don't do no extra stuff. And do not debone the chicken. Don't throw the whole chicken leg over in the pot. That's why I don't eat chicken legs right now, because I just don't want to eat, you know, I don't. So whatever it is that's making y'all throw the whole chicken over in there. No. Oh, let me get back on subject. See how I drift it? Damn, this is why I brought it up, because I figured out why we ate so much chicken. We ate, and you know it, we ate so much chicken because them chicken part bags that's at the end of the row at Fiesta was cheap.
Yes, ma'am. It was eight of us. They had to feed eight of us and themselves. Ten people.
And my mama, when you heard her say, Zam, come on, get a bag of them leg quarters. Come on, you know. Girl, people don't understand what we're talking about. And get a bag.
But I will say, we never went hungry.
Never went hungry. Never. We may have had baked chicken one night, something, whatever. The next night, we might have fried chicken the next night.
Yeah, boiled chicken. Ooh. And throw it in some barbecue sauce on it.
Come on. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that was.
My Lord. Yeah. We was eating, y'all. We was eating. Listen.
Yeah.
And we was some corn. We was some corn eating.
Got tired of chicken.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got tired of eating chicken. We never went hungry. That I will say.
Never went hungry. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, this is something different. Look, when we were coming up, we couldn't just go in the refrigerator. Let me just tell you. You couldn't just go in the refrigerator willy-nilly. You had to ask.
Yep.
I visit people, and I see their kids just walk up to the refrigerator and stand there and look at it. I wish I would. Go in the refrigerator.
I wish any of us would.
Good. Now, I'm going to tell y'all before I get to say this, the statute of limitations is up and you can't do nothing to my mama. So let me say this. We had some instances in the cookhouse that, I mean, we repeat amongst ourselves, but I'll say it now because I plead the fifth, and this has nothing to do with any of the parties that's on the area. My mother has, and I'm saying my mother because just in case y'all try to go after Zam's mother, you know, you can't go after Zam's mother. This is so to say my sister. Listen, Sister Cook had a unique way of rendering out discipline. I had to rehearse that because we don't want none.
So this particular whooping, that's what we called them back in the day, whooping. This particular whooping, Sister Cook, and I think, I don't know what we're talking about, Sister Cook lined us up. You heard them say it's eight of us. Sister Cook lined us up behind the couch. He was in Dallas, Texas. I think that's Dallas, Texas. Right there in that corner house on Cheyenne. And Sister Cook lined us up behind that couch. We had a door on one side of the kitchen by that patio door and another door on the other side. You can go in and come out the other side.
Yeah.
Sister Cook used this method, which in my head, maybe she used it, now that I'm older, maybe she used it to keep from getting tired.
Because
if she had to do that individually, I imagine by the time she got to the seventh or eighth kid, no, she stopped at about the sixth kid. Because I don't think them twins, they wouldn't. They didn't get in trouble. Then I don't know if Napoleon got in trouble. That dude, I don't think he really got in trouble either.
One of our neighbors called him the king.
The king, yeah. Because I know he got some whoopings. I just can't remember. I don't know if he was old or whatever. But you know, you ever seen that Leslie Nielsen movie where he said, I got a certain set of skills? Listen, Sister Cook had a certain set of skills when it came to whooping. And I'm jealous of these grandbabies because she retired, I guess, from whooping people. And I feel like the generation should be maybe not to the magnitude, because I think we were kind of tough. I can't remember one person that just couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't. I ran a couple of times. I'm not going to lie to you. No, I ran once. No, I ran twice because I had cut that boy at their school. And when I was at the house, and when I saw that Sister Cook was going to whoop me with a cinch cord, I ran out the front door to the crossing guard. And see, this is why I don't deal with crossing guards no more, because the crossing guard was like, baby, you need to go back home. I was like, you don't even understand what's going on right now. I just need you to do your job. You know what I'm saying? In your head, you're like, just do your job. Walk me across the street.
Right.
The crossing guard wouldn't walk me across the street, ma'am. And I feel like I have a case. I feel like it was discrimination because she was a black woman and I was a black kid. So if I was a white kid, she would have walked me across the street. See what I'm saying? But she made me go back and take that whooping. And I felt like it had nothing to do with her. I had already ran home. Mama said, beat me home. I had already ran to the house. You understand me? You know, I don't know if I beat her home. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I don't know. But she had a certain set of skills when it came to whooping. And I can't go into detail about some of them because, you know, I don't think people are strong enough. Anyway. Okay, Zam, share your most memorable moment of our childhood.
Say that again.
Share your most memorable moment of our childhood. Uh-huh.
For me,
mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but for me, when when I wrote a note to Sister Cook telling her, did you get your food? Okay. When I wrote a note to Sister Cook telling her I was running away from home and I left it in the mailbox.
Wait a minute. Okay. Houston,
huh?
Dallas, Pasadena. Which one?
This was Atlanta. When we were living,
man.
I was probably in the second grade. Second grade. And I can't remember what it was. I'm running away from home, and I'm going to stay with my granny. I put that letter in the mailbox, went to school. I don't forget about the letter. Then I get a visit. They calling me out my class. I step out. It's Sister Cook and Daddy. I was running away from home, and I was going to stay with my granny. Yep.
Girl, you poor baby. I wrote a letter, too. I did. We had just moved Pasadena. And I wanted to go. Mama took me to a talent agency. And
okay,
the people wanted me to act. They was like, "Oh yeah, she can sing. She can act. She ready." So, she didn't do it because they told her they were gonna have to cover up my acne with makeup. So when I got home, because I knew Mama was super saving, she wasn't going to go for no makeup. I wrote her a letter. I said, I feel like I can be a star. That's all I remember. I don't remember the rest of it, because she laughed at me so hard. I never wrote a letter again. Because I remember I had journals, girl. I had so many journals, and I remember. I remember when I stopped writing journals. It was when we were at King of Glory, and I had woke up off the pew. You know, we go to sleep in the back of the church. And I looked around. And Mama was reading my journal with Sister Jackie.
Wow, for real.
I think it was when I was a teenager. I was writing about that I was a virgin and all this kind of stuff. And I was young because I had spelled virgin, like, you know, like the King James Version. And I was writing about, ooh, he's fine. You know, I was writing. And she was standing up with Sister Jackie and read my journal. Girl, I was through. I just could not believe it. That's when I stopped writing. I mean, Sister Cook had found a whole stack of my journals. And just standing there with one of them,
I said,
Can you all hear? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I'm here. Okay.
But I couldn't do
but
that.
But you said she... Yeah.
But I couldn't deal. I ain't gonna lie. A couple of days ago, I was just thinking about a whole lot of stuff we went through as kids. And I was like, golly, that's a lifetime move. Probably about it'll take a 5-day miniseries to do our life. Crazy stuff that went on. I remember that lady that moved in that house. I know I always bring it up. I think her name was Snow or something. She had moved in the house.
that chick, that homeless chick.
Yeah, and I was going to whoop her. Do you hear me? She had said something about, huh?
The homeless chick, the white lady?
Yeah, the homeless chick with the baby that looked like the baby was Chinese or something.
Yeah.
She had said something, girl, and I was gonna go upside her head. I promise. And Sister Cook say, no, who said something to me? Somebody said she had said something crazy. And I had stood up on the arm of the couch and I was gonna whoop her. Do you hear me? I had got up on the couch, girl. I think she said I had said something about
Did
you
say something about
right?
Me?
Uh-huh. Huh?
Oh, said something about me.
Yeah, I was talking about you. And she said something stupid to me about my big sister. And I was gonna pop her. I was gonna knock her. I was gonna lay her out.
And yeah, I remember the note.
Oh, she was missing. I don't know how Sister Cook found that lady.
I'm telling you, I know. She was on TV, like Channel 13 News or something. They did a special, a expose or some crap on her. And, you know, with her being homeless and having a baby and all of that stuff, Sister Cook wanted, I guess she was trying to help her.
Oh.
You know, and so that's how she ended. But I can't remember how she exited, though.
I don't remember either.
She got kidnapped, left, or I can't remember.
I can't remember either because I wanted to listen. She said something about you, and I remember I got up on that couch, and I was going to dive on her like WWF. When it was an F and not instead of an E. I'm serious. And somebody, I don't remember who it was, because when I get mad, I don't see nothing. I just be ready to whoop you. And I told her, I said, I'm going to whoop you. Girl, I got up on that couch. Baby, I was going to fly right into that heifer. And somebody talked me down off the ledge.
Literally,
because I was going to fly through the air. I was crazy. I think about it. I was crazy, for real. I was like, you ain't going to be talking about my sister. Got up on the couch, girl. I was like, I will beat you up. And somebody say, get out. Don't do it, mama. Don't do it, mama trying to help her. Girl. I was gonna beat that lady up. So Cook's house with amazing news, girl. Ooh, I was gonna beat up. Oh my God.
Made the news.
We was gonna make the news. I'm serious. She had said something fly, and I got up on the end of that couch. I was gonna fly. I was gonna dive right into her. Girl, as soon as we hit that flow together, I was gonna go. Girl, I was gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's gonna be all. I was hot.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was so out of control, girl. But
oh well.
Anyway.
So how are your dogs doing?
They doing good. I went out there the other day and I got a black pit, you know, from my babies that, you know, my other babies passed dealing with that rent dude. And I got Diamond. She's pretty. Her paws are black. Her eyes are black. Her coat is black. She's fat. But Blue and Goldie are skinny. So I was like, why is Blue and Goldie skinny? So one day I said, okay, I'm going to look through, you know, watch them through the window, right? After I feed them. Girl, why? Because, see, I got Goldie and Blue on a leash, right? And but Diamond is not on the leash. She just run all around, you know. Girl, why Diamond was, soon as I close the door, Diamond goes over and grabs Blue Bowl and pulls it to the middle of the yard. She goes over and she grabs Goldie Bowl and she pulls it to the middle of the yard. She grabs her bowl and she pulls it to the middle of the yard and she sits there and eats everybody food. Because I was like,
okay.
I thought my dog was sick because, you know, so I was putting more food in their bowl. Because I was like, oh, my God, I was getting scared. I say, my dog's dying. I don't know what to do. I'm a horrible doggy parent, you know. And went out there, girl, and this heifer, she dragged their bowl. And I don't know why I didn't think about it because when I went out there days before, you know, other days, the bowl wouldn't be right there, you know. So this particular time, she pulled them all the way, like over in the yard. I'm like, this is a demon. So, that's what I found out. Then I gotta feed Goldie more now because it's evident that Blue has hit that. So I'm praying she ain't pregnant and she ain't pregnola because I don't want to go through it again. But if she is, I'm shipping puppies. I'm calling them people. Hey, come get these pit bulls. I don't want to do it. I just do not want to do it. I think I'm just messed up from when they died. You know.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm looking at I'm looking at Diamond. Diamond is big as she could be. And I'm like, why my dogs die? They had to die from their situation at their ranch. I'm not going to lie to you. I still ain't had a full conversation with that dude at all. At all. I think I'd have made myself mad right now. Anyway, so that's how the dog's doing. You got the little one eating everybody food up. And now she in the cage and she mad. She hot as Tuesday. She mad. She in the cage. Every time I come out there, she start whining. I said, I don't care. You stand in that cage playing with me. Are y'all being attacked by ants out there? Zan.
Huh? Are we being attacked by ants?
Yeah, because it's like ant beds popping up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And I have something for them. I went right down to the Home Depot and got my stuff. One pops up. I just sprinkle the white powder over it, and it goes away. And then another fly pops up somewhere.
That's what I've been using for my. That's what I've been using for the. Okay, so I used to live in the government housing, right? So.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't figure out how to keep downstairs roaches from running upstairs like they in a mansion, right? So, you know, because and I was like extra clean and all that kind of stuff because I got wigs and I don't care if I got to sit my, you know, I'm crazy. So I was like, what do I need to get some? So I went and got that stuff from Home Depot with the yellow top on it, right? And went all around my baseboards, all in the pantry, all under the thing, and never saw a roach for 3 years in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yep.
That stuff is serious. That's serious business right there. I don't know who came up with it, but men, if you do not make your wife mad if she got some of that in the house, don't do it. Don't do it. And you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me. Woman, fix my food. Okay. All right, honey. All right, I got you. Sit back and relax and watch TV, baby. I'm coming. You better hurry up. All right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be in trouble. You're gonna be in trouble. How the house working out? Because I didn't get to go see it.
I know. It's working out great. It is. It is working out perfect. I got three grandbabies laying on the couch right now.
Oh my God. Oh. What they call you?
Huh?
What they call you? Gooey. That's
Gooey.
It. Oh my God, that is so cute. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, but I said I was so mad. I was leaving. I said it's crazy because when you come out there, you try to go everywhere. You want to see everybody go everywhere, but
it's black. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You gotta have a few days. You gotta have more than a couple of days in the weekend because it's a lot. It's like me coming
it's
to Houston, running all over Houston, trying to see everybody before I leave.
Yeah. And then Sis Cook, it's bad when you drive Sis Cook around because she don't know how to go in people's house and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, well, okay, we just dropped by to see you. All right, then, bye. She don't know how to do that. She got to go in there, sit in there. She had me fixing Uncle Joe's phone. Then soon as his wife get there, I got to fix her phone. Then they got to, he got to talk about folk. Then he got to, y'all come down here. He gave us a bunch of perfume, bunch of oil perfume. Then we walking out the door. I'm thinking, huh?
That perfume smell like old women.
Yeah. Then, and it's strong too. But listen, he gonna tell me. So we almost to the door, right? So
right.
I said, okay, Sister Cook, we almost to the door. Sister Cook, we going out the door. So I'm getting excited. I done unlocked the truck. I'm excited. I done made it to the truck. But I ain't heard. I didn't hear the door slam. You know them old school screen doors say, pow. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I said, So I go back, they in the kitchen talking about something else. Listen, I fixed his phone. You can call him. So here she goes. She comes. You know, we're going to get on back. You know, she thought we're going to get on back down and, you know. So she comes through the front door, right? I'm like, yes. Uncle Joe and his wife come out and sit on the porch. I'm like, Uncle Joe got to tell us how he got his truck fixed, how he scammed and got his truck fixed. And then he asked me, who truck is that? My truck. But, you know, I don't give him a long, drawn-out answer. I'll be like, my truck, and walk off, you know, because I need this to end. Sister Cook, she have a nice truck. Yes, drove me out of that. Sister Cook, you just told him that in the house. Now we got another 30 minutes. So you know what your sister did? I just started walking off. I just got up in the truck. You already gave me 4 big bottles of oil that I'm probably not going to use, you know. And then I got a pie. Now I'm going to tell you something. And Sister could be tripping me out. She says, oh, what's her name? I can't remember the lady. The auntie, she says, I got a sweet potato pie. Now, if anybody know me, I care nothing about people's sweet potato pie at all. I'm just not that person. You know what I'm saying? Because well, oh, go and you before you made a pound cake. Yeah, she's like, you want a piece? Sister Cook, yeah, go. You know, Sister Cook already sitting down eating roasted peanuts. They just got the oven, okay? She done got her a whole bag of roasted peanuts. I'm like, Sister Cook, come on now. I don't want none of this lady pie. So the lady, auntie go in the kitchen to cut the pie, right? So I lean over, because you know I'm stupid. I lean over, I say, Sister Cook, I said, can she bake pie like you bake pie? So he said, oh, it's all right. Right when she, right when she said that, I said, ah. I said, Sister Cook, Cook is setting me up, right? Now, So she cuts the pie. I didn't pay no attention to her cutting the pie because I don't, you know, you can tell a lot by when a person cuts pie. So we get in the truck. I said, give Sister Cook a piece, too. So she's like, she cut Mama a piece and everything. So we get in the truck. Me, I'm a sweet potato pie connoisseur. I want to eat the pie now. Girl, when I say I went in there to break a piece off of that pie, the pie fell out the crust. The filling. And I was already mad with your mama because I was sitting up here with, look, and then, okay, so the filling fell out the pot. Sister Cook, you know Sister Cook. Sister Cook, she is such a wonderful person. Sister Cook just grabs the filling and eats it, right? She just, you know, she says some slick stuff like, you know, she tried, baby. You know, she goes. I was so mad. But wait a minute. That's not the funny. Look, I'm going to tell you, this last, your mama gets on my nerves. We was, okay, Uncle Joe got boxes and boxes of oil, right? So,
yeah.
I come down in that little room he showed us 100 times that he keeps saying, look at my new addition. Last time we was out here, this room was here. So anyway, Uncle Joe is going through the perfumes, right? So Uncle Joe picked up one bottle that said, it said, lick me or something. Lick me. Yeah, that's what he said, lick me, right? So I smelled it. I was like, oh, that's all right. So Sister Cook smelled it. She said, oh, I like that. I said, Sister Cook, you can't go home. Because, you know, Uncle Joe was labeling the bottles. I said, Sister Cook, you can't go home with no bottle that say lick me. Oh, girl. Joe, put the label on here. So he put the little white label on. Girl, she's going to put on there. Time to put L me on the all the thing. I said, Sister Cook. I said, you know, that lick me perfume is for folks to lick them. She talking about, oh, not me. I just put. I say, I can't deal with this cook. She got on that. She got on that oil bottle. And then Uncle Joe gonna come out. Now you know. Then what he call? Do he call her Tracy? I don't know what he call her. He say,
Tracy.
Now you know. Tracy, yeah. Now you know that's what it is gonna make somebody do. I say Uncle Joe don't know how to leave stuff alone. Why? Girl, I was done. I said, Lord have mercy. Lick me. She put L me on the thing. I said, oh my God. So you could have just named that something completely different. I guess you're trying to be funny. I was done. But I was mad at her too because she kept trying to talk up that sweet potato pie. I told Sister Cook, don't ever. We're not playing these games. I said, I'm gonna do what you taught me. Roll down the street and throw it in the trash at the gas station.
Okay.
Baby, just take it when you get to the gas station. I can't. I'm trying to do better. Oh my God, girl. I'm trying to do better, but your mama is hilarious. Oh my God. It's hilarious.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like some good.
Girl, you should have been there when she went over there to see Uncle Henry, girl.
Oh no.
I say, Uncle Henry, I said, Mom, what's wrong with Uncle Henry?
Boy.
I said, Mama, what's wrong with Uncle Henry? She said, oh, he just don't remember people. And, you know, I could be playing stuff down like, oh, it ain't nothing, you know. He just don't remember people. And sometimes he try to date his cousins and stuff. He all right, y'all. So we go in the house, right? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I have never, after mother passed away, I have never been in that house. I never go in.
Uh-huh.
So this is the first time I went in it. So, which it gives me the creep. Either way it goes, it gives me the creep. So I walked all the way. Could keep walking. Somebody.
If it was kept up like it was when she was alive, it wouldn't even bother me.
Yeah, but it's creepy. I'm going to tell you why it's creepy. Because one time I came to visit, and the whole side of the house was on the ground. And I was like, Sister Cook, why is the whole side of it, it was like you could see the house like it was a dollhouse. I was like, what are we doing here? When it rains, do they put a tarp over the side? What are y'all doing? She said, oh, that's Willis. You know how she do, that's Willis. Okay, so good. Okay, I don't know what's happening. So anyway, we walking down that shotgun, you know, that hallway, all the way to the back. So
she opens the
door, and Uncle Henry seen him, and I hadn't seen him in years. And she say, Henry? She said, you know who this is? And he said, yeah, I know who this is. And he was looking for his cookies, right? Because AJ was there. He was looking for his cookies. So she was going to say, you know who this is? It's your girl. I was so mad. I was mad at his cook. And he said, I know she is, Tracy. You know how he talk. I said, and so he said, well, who is she? You know, you don't know who I am. She that good. That's who she is. She that good. I say, I'm done. I say, I don't know what happened here.
That good.
But I'm done. Now, he yet is still looking for his cookies, right? Now, I'm looking at a stack of cookies right by his chair where he sits. So, HL says, Daddy, here your cookies right here. So, I'm looking at both HL and I'm looking at Uncle Henry. And I'm looking at your mama with the side eye because she's blowing my mind with this whole visit. And I say, Mama. I say, Mama, it's time to go. It's time to go. Okay, girl. Well, here we're going to get out of here. He said, well, y'all better go and get out of here then. I said, we walked up through there, and she knocks on Uncle FD's door because I don't care who lived there. That's Uncle FD's room. She knocks on his room door. And Uncle Henry say, he in there? And I'm like, this is like a movie. It's like some kind of documentary or something. She knocks on the door. Uncle Willis opens the door. Creeps me out because I'm expecting to see Uncle FD. I don't care. That's Uncle FD.
Uh-huh.
So he said, oh, hey. Guess what? 30 more minutes. She walks in there and starts talking. I go outside. Uncle Henry is following me. He don't know who I am. He sure is beautiful. Okay. Girl, I'm scared. So I go and get in the truck. You know, go sit up in the truck, close the door. I can hear him yelling, Cressy,
Cressy, the girl ain't got up in the truck. You finna get left. Cressy? I said, oh, God.
I said, I should have videoed this whole experience. This got to be a documentary. Something's happening here. You know, something's girl, I had never seen that house like that before. Then I was wondering where the porch was, and I realized that the porch was now on the inside of the house. And my life was over. My whole trip was over. I could have went my whole life never going in there again, ever.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I couldn't do it. Then it was all kinds of houses. So I didn't understand the whole setup. I guess if I'm stuck in my childhood and I just feel like it should always look the way it was before. And I'm just can't. I looked for the smokehouse. It wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
But guess what was, Azalea?
What?
That butane tank.
Yep, that butane tank is there.
That baby was sitting there like, this is my house too.
I used to talk that when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid.
It's good. It's good,
oh, this is a good show.
I tried to get Chris to come on the air, but I think he's busy.
You what?
I tried to get Chris to come on, but I think he's busy.
Oh, yeah. What the crap just happened? Oh,
huh?
Nothing, girl. Yeah, I talked to Chris yesterday, and he told me, you know, that he was moving around and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely agree that we need to redo this whole, do a remix.
Yeah.
Revamp that no matter what.
Yeah. And I told him they need to let Pam put her signature phrase in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What?
Don't
do I know what it is?
Oh.
Stay in the fight.
Oh, my gosh, she'll get mad if I say that. Don't worry about it. Well, y'all, we got 60 seconds. We're going to be out of here. We can talk through the whole show. I know I did. I know I talked. I am long-winded, I guess. But
they
we love y'all.
That was
Zam, you can sign off because it's gonna stop when we stop, so.
Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night. And hopefully we'll be able to see y'all again or talk to y'all again. Next Monday. I know I sound kind of stuffy. It's the stuff that's going around.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all be careful. And if y'all in that southern area, watch out for that rain.
Yeah. All right. Love you all.
Down south, but...
Yeah, it's flooding. It's still raining, I think. Love y'all. But we got to go. We got 10 seconds. Bye-bye. Y'all arrivederci and all that stuff.